Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. You know, today I went to Thai immigration to get my extension of stay on my retirement visa. Now, I filled out all the paperwork beforehand. I got the TM7 form and made copies of my passport. I got the, what's the other thing that I had to do? Well, I had everything done, ready to go. So, now, of course, because of the political situation, the immigration is not located in Chiang Watana, and it is located on Lat Prau Road between Lat Prau 81 and 83. It's at Imperial World Lat Prau, which is only about a 5 or 10 minute drive from my house. So it's more close to my house. However, there is a downside to immigration being in Imperial Lat Prau. So here's the deal. Immigration, on their website, it says they're open from 10:30 in the morning to 6:30 at night. Not exactly true. Yesterday when I was at the embassy, I happened to bump into one of my subscribers, and he has been to immigration in Lat Prau. He said, no, they let you in around 9:30, and even then the place was packed. And I said, oh, wow. So I said, all right, you know, I'll try to get there a little bit early. And as it worked out, I got there about 9:30 in the morning. I took a motorcycle down the street, and I went, got there at 9:30, got all my papers, got my photos, I already glued it to my form. I got everything all set up. Got my bank statements. I got the certificate of income, the income affidavit that I got yesterday at the embassy. I've got that. So I'm all set. Got it in a nice plastic folder. I'm nice and neat. And for one of the only times in the year, I'm wearing a pair of jeans instead of a pair of shorts. I got there, and you can't get in. So I'm thinking to myself, well, this sucks. I guess I'm here an hour early, and I can't get in. But all right, whatever. At least I'm here early. So I decided, I saw that McDonald's was open. I thought, I'll go have a coffee or orange juice, and I'll go chill out. So I went inside, and it was, it's really, really hot right now. I mean, it's like 100 degrees. Something like 40 degrees Celsius, 100 degrees Fahrenheit here, something like that. And I was sweating, so I went into McDonald's, sitting in front of the air conditioner. I'm sitting there for a little while, and then I noticed these people starting to walk around inside the mall. So I figured, hey, maybe if they can go in, I can go in. So I figure out that if you go in at the Big C entrance, I can get in, and you can go into into the Imperial World, the mall section. Nothing's on. The air conditioning's not on. The lights are not on. The escalators are not on. So I went up to the fifth floor. I climbed up the stairs. Went up the stairs. Went to the fifth floor. And I get to where the immigration department is. And the place is absolutely jam-packed. Now it's about a quarter to 10 at this time, and it's just packed with people. I mean, hundreds. And I'm thinking, oh shit, this is not good. I'm gonna be here all day. So I found where I was supposed to go. I found the line I was supposed to go to. I turn in my forms, and the lady says to me, you need some copies. I said, okay. So I go and get some copies. Now, people are shoving and they're pushing, shoving, elbowing. They're fighting to get to where they're supposed to go. But you've got a number. It's not like you can bump, you know, they don't let you just jump the queue and get in front of somebody. So I don't know what all that was about. But in the meantime, everybody in the place is a sauna. Everybody is sweating. They're fanning themselves with their papers. And it's just brutal in the place. I mean, absolutely brutal, because the mall has not turned on any of the air conditioning, or at least it hasn't got a chance to start cooling the place down. And the place is just organized chaos. And at first, it just looked like a royal clusterfuck. I mean, just a madhouse. And I had all my paperwork filled out. Like I said, I turned everything in. I got the copies, turned it into the lady. She said, okay. Now, I had to wait to turn in the papers. You got to take a queue to turn in your paperwork. First, they look at it, then they give you a number, then you gotta wait in line, and then come back, turn in the paperwork, then she turns it over to the guy sitting next to her, and then you wait. You wait again. So now this guy calls me over, I need some more copies. Okay, I go over, get my copies. Come back. Okay, everything good. Okay, great. 1,900 baht. I said, okay. He staples my money to the forms, and he gives them back to me, and he goes, go inside that room there. I said, okay. I go inside the room. I look at my number. Oh, I got 19 more people ahead of me. So I wait again. Now, I expect this. I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But remember, it's brutally hot in there. I'm sweating. Everybody's sweating. People are miserable. They're irritated. And then, you know, I waited for maybe 30 minutes and the place started cooling down. I thought, thank you. Finally. And finally, I turn in my paperwork and I wait again. Now, this is another, say, 30 minutes. And the woman comes back and she goes, here you go. Here's your passport. Here's a copy of the receipt. You're good until next year at this time. Thank you. I said, thank you very much. I look at my watch. It was 12 noon. So I got there about 9:30. I got to Imperial at 9:30 and blew about 20 minutes on my own. So I was in and out of immigration in a little more than 2 hours, which is pretty good, all things considered. I mean, I prefer Chiang Wat Thanh because it's very organized, it's air-conditioned, and that's immigration. This is like a makeshift immigration, and I really pity these immigration officers, because, like I said, it's brutally hot. There's people going, I don't know about this, I don't know about that, and there's people butting in line. There's Chinese that are being loud and rude, and the immigration officer had to tell one guy to shut up, one Chinese guy, to keep his mouth shut, because he was screaming and yelling about something. I don't know what it was, but you know, all in all, it was a very pleasant experience, I have to say. Much more so than when I first got there, because when I got there in the morning, I thought, oh shit, this is going to be one hell of a day. And you know what? It turned out to be just a little two-hour gig. And I mean, that's not bad. You do it once a year. Hopefully, I won't have to do this too much longer. I'll get my residency, and that's the end of that. But I can only imagine what that's going to be like, and who knows if I'll be able to get it. So. Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Choke me, that jerk at mine.